Welcome to Mount Olive First Pentecostal Holiness Church. Thank you for connecting with us. In just a moment, Pastor Jeff will be sharing an uplifting and encouraging message that we pray will inspire you in your walk with God. Our desire at MOF PHC is for you and your family to find hope in Jesus Christ so that He will transform your life. Thanks again for connecting with us. Please contact us if we can help you discover God's purpose for your life. Enjoy the message.
Just encourage you, if you will, go ahead and open your Bibles. Let's speed things up a little bit here. I'm going to give you a little snapshot of just a few scriptures, but you have homework. You go to the book of Acts, and I want you to mark a couple of pages, a couple of chapters there. I want you to mark Acts chapter 3 and Acts chapter 4. Just make a note of that for you to go back later and read both of those chapters that will tie in to what I'm sharing with you today. And by the way, I hope and pray that you have been encouraged over the past several weeks from my series that I've been preaching on the Holy Spirit. I've had several of you to share some encouraging testimonies of how the Holy Spirit has been working in you and through you, especially over these last few weeks. But I've been talking to you about the Holy Spirit in regards to how we can live a Spirit-filled life, God's desire for you and me, God's desire for His church, and you are the church. It's not a building. You are the church. His desire, His will for us is to live a Spirit-filled life. So what does that mean? We've been talking about that for several weeks now, but it basically comes down to you allowing yourself as a follower of Jesus Christ to be open to the Holy Spirit, to be yielded to the Holy Spirit, to be controlled by the Holy Spirit, that you would be so sensitive to His presence and power that He is leading you and guiding you in your life. It comes down to you being open to His presence and the power of the Holy Spirit. And today, in this final message that I'm preaching to you from this series, Holy Spirit, I want to talk to you about Holy Spirit boldness. Holy Spirit boldness. Now, I'm about to make a statement, and I want you just to hold this dear to your heart because it's very true, and we're going to work through this statement. God has a desire and a will for you and myself to be filled with the Holy Spirit. He has a desire for you and I to live a Spirit-filled life. That's what God's will is for you and for me. But I want to tell you this, that the devil also has a desire for you too. And the devil has a desire for you to live a fear-filled life. He wants you to be dominated by fear. He wants you to be controlled by fear. As God wants you to be yielded and controlled and surrendered to the Holy Spirit, the devil wants you yielded and controlled by fear. So he has a will for your life. He wants you to live a fear-filled life. And the devil will throw everything he can your way and to tempt you to be dominated by fear. He does that in several ways. I'm sure all of us could testify that he has tried to work that fear into our life in different situations that maybe you're even walking through now. And that is why that we need to understand, we also need to experience that the Holy Spirit wants to fill every follower of Christ with boldness, boldness over fear. So we need to know from the Word, we need to understand from the Word, but it also has to be an experience that we have the Holy Spirit filling us, because the Holy Spirit is the one that produces boldness in us. Write that down, because you need to know that. The Holy Spirit produces boldness in us, especially when we face fearful situations. Has anybody ever been in a fearful situation? I'm sure all of us have. But I want to remind you this morning that the Holy Spirit, He produces boldness in us, especially in those situations that the devil would try to dominate us with fear. We find this, that the Holy Spirit produces boldness in fearful situations all throughout the Bible. We see many of God's people that in fearful times, they receive boldness from the Holy Spirit to be able to walk out God's mission, God's purposes. You remember, here's an example right here. You remember from the Old Testament, the shepherd boy, David. David, known as a man after God's own heart, when he was a shepherd boy, he was facing a giant, the giant Goliath. When the army of Israel had already been dominated by fear and had retreated from running toward and defeating the giant, this shepherd boy, he comes and what does he have that's different from the others in that army? What made him have a boldness to run to the giant? What made David have a boldness to fight the giant instead of running in fear? What made the difference was the Holy Spirit. And we find that recorded in 1 Samuel chapter 16, verses 13, that before David ever made it to the battlefield to defeat Goliath, this fearful situation that he was in, the Bible says that the man of God, Samuel, took the horn of oil and anointed David in the presence of his brothers. And from that day on, the Bible says that the Spirit of the Lord came upon David in power. In other words, David had his own personal Pentecost and gave him boldness to run toward and defeat Goliath the giant. We see this in the fearful followers of Jesus as Jesus was preparing them that he was going to go to a cross and he was going to be leaving them. They began to have questions. They began to become fearful. And in Luke 24:49, Jesus told them, he says, I want you all to stay in Jerusalem until you have been clothed with power from the Holy Spirit. And we know they were locked away eventually in a room. They were fearful because their leader, their Messiah, had been crucified. And all of a sudden, out of that upper room, they received boldness. Why? What made the difference? It's because they had received the baptism in the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit had produced boldness in them. And then we find even later, and this is really where I want to kind of park at right here, is in Acts chapter 3 and 4. Think about this. When the early church was birthed after Pentecost, they're in this fearful situation. And in that fearful situation, they speak up and they stand up with boldness. And that's after they were put in jail and their lives were threatened for their faith in Jesus Christ. And we ask the question, how did the early church, how did these servants of God, how did they have boldness to carry out the work of God and turn the world upside down? The answer is the Holy Spirit. Because we find him praying in Acts chapter 4 in verse 29 through 31. And listen to their prayer. Now, Lord, consider their threats and enable your servants to speak your word with great boldness. Stretch out your hand to heal and perform miraculous signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant Jesus. And in verse 31, it says, after they prayed, the place where they were meeting was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God boldly. I bring to you this morning, when you look at those examples from the Old Testament, and I could have kept going, what made the difference in all these fearful situations? What made the difference was the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit produced boldness in them, and the same Holy Spirit that produced boldness in them is the same Holy Spirit that's ready to produce boldness in you and me. I think about the great preacher of the past, A.B. Simpson. He made this statement that one of the special marks of the Holy Spirit in the church will be the spirit of boldness, the spirit of boldness. And that's one thing that I hear more and more. I'm telling you right now, this is one request that I hear more and more from God's people. Christians that I come in contact with, they tell me, I wish I had more boldness for Christ. I hear that all the time. I wish I had more boldness for Christ. I wonder how many of you here this morning would say that same thing. How many of you could say, I wish I had more boldness for Christ? Come on, lift your hand. That's you. I wish I had more boldness for Christ. And that is your desire. That is my desire. And if you want more boldness for Christ, I tell you that the answer is the Holy Spirit. To be open to the Holy Spirit, to be yielded to the Holy Spirit, to seek His presence and His power, because He is the one that produces great boldness in you. He is the one. If you want more boldness, you need more Holy Spirit. And we need Holy Spirit boldness in this day and time that we're living in right now. We need it. I was praying last night, Lord, fill Mount Olive First PH Church with Holy Spirit boldness, because we need it more than ever. We need it like the early church needed it. They had holy boldness in their day, and we need it in the church today. They had a great boldness in their culture, because that culture had turned away from God. In fact, when I was studying over the weekend and reading some of the things going on around the early church, it was like, man, that culture had turned away from God. That culture was bold. They were bold. You think about that. The people of that culture had boldly rejected and resisted Jesus Christ, the Son of God. They had boldly embraced evil works where they had conspired to kill the Son of God, the Messiah, Jesus Christ. They boldly participated in attacking the early church and even imprisoning Christians and killing Christians. And they boldly promoted and paraded and participated in sins with their own wicked agenda. And I thought about that culture of that day. And we see the same thing happening in our culture today in different arenas. Sin in different places being boldly paraded and participated in different places in different ways. We see people who are boldly resisting the message of Jesus Christ. To me, I'm just saying to me, it almost appears sometimes that the culture is more bold than the church. That's what it seems like to me sometimes, that you hear more of the voice of the culture as they boldly reject and resist the way of God, and almost like crickets with the church. That where is the boldness of the church? And I would just say to all of us this morning that when we look at the culture in different arenas around us, and we see the darkness and we see the things that will disgust you in the culture, and we see the enemy trying to dominate us with fear, the question is, what should we do? What should we do? Do we run in fear? Do we hide? Do we cower? The answer is no. God has called His church to have a Holy Spirit boldness. And when the enemy is bold, the church needs to be bolder. And it's time for the church to have Holy Spirit boldness. We need to be bold in our prayers. We need to be bold in our faith. We need to be bold in our obedience to Christ. We need to be bold in the way that we live for God, in the way that we serve God. We need to be a bold witness for the Lord. We need to be bold in love. We need to be bold servants of Jesus Christ. And it's the Holy Spirit who produces that in you and me. And listen to me, please listen to me. When I say boldness in the culture that we live in right now, I'm not talking about bashing people and bullying people. I'm talking about a Holy Spirit boldness that will fill you with a love for all people, that you can witness to them all for the glory of God, a holy boldness for Jesus Christ. That's the kind of boldness I'm talking about. Not bullying and bashing people to try to win an argument. A bold love in you through the Holy Spirit to love on them and to lead them right on to Jesus. We need that boldness today. Let me just tell you two quick things here that I see from what I read out of these chapters. Number one would be the Holy Spirit is the one that produces boldness. But boldness also opens the door to share Jesus. Boldness opens the door to share Jesus. If you look back in your reading, when you do your homework, you're going to see many, many times that when the threats of and opposition came against God's people, every chance they had, they were pointing to Jesus. Jesus did this. Jesus did this. The man that you see healed, Jesus did this. It was all about pointing people to Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit gave the disciples great boldness to be able to speak Jesus and share Jesus in some fearful places, and they boldly spoke. I love it. They boldly stood up and they spoke that if you'll turn from your sin and turn to Jesus, he will save you. They boldly stood up and shared Jesus and declared that he is the only one that can deliver you. They boldly stood up and spoke and shared Jesus that he is the one that will heal you. We need the church today. We need to speak Jesus with great boldness, no matter the fearful situations we find ourselves in now or going forward. And you talk about boldness opening the door to share Jesus. Man, I'm telling you, I read something recently about a pastor in Cuba, and this pastor here was so bold, but he was in a very fearful situation, and this pastor was winning people all over Cuba to the Lord. It was amazing that all the people that he was winning to Jesus, and his church was growing, and the government there in Cuba got word of what was going on, so they put this pastor in prison because of his faith and because he was winning so many people to the Lord. But when they put him in prison, he began to win just about all the prisoners to the Lord. And then, hold on a minute. And the guards, and then the government got caught on that he was winning the prisoners in the prison and the guards, and they said, what are we going to do with him? So they let him go. They let him go and get out of the prison. We don't need you in here. We want these hard convicts to stay here, and now they're getting saved and their lives are changed. You get out of here. And that just tells me that your boldness will open the door to share Jesus in all kinds of situations. Come on, to God be the glory. I'm like, Lord, make me that kind of soul winner. Give me that kind of boldness where, hey, think about that. That's the boldness. I want boldness when the sun's shining. I want boldness when the clouds are overcast. I want boldness no matter if it's good or bad. I want to be bold for the Lord. I want to be shining for Jesus. Amen. No matter what's going on. And that pastor, he went right on into that prison and went to work, winning people to Jesus Christ, winning the prisoners, winning the guards, and they released him. And that was Holy Spirit boldness opening the door for him to speak Jesus. And I would just say to the church today, all of us, that this is not time for the church to be silent. We have a voice that God has given us in these last days. This is no time for the church to hide. Listen, you do not work for the Secret Service. Hello? This is no time for the church to retreat. We are victorious through Jesus Christ. No matter what the devil and all hell throws at us, we don't retreat. We keep marching forward in the power and the anointing and the boldness of the Holy Spirit. This is no time to live in fear. We have a boldness by the Holy Spirit. This is, if you think about it, we are living in the perfect time to speak up and to stand up with the Holy Spirit boldness and share Jesus in these last days. God, help me. Help this church to speak Jesus. Open doors. Boldness will open doors. I'm talking about a boldness. Listen to me, church. A boldness that is Bible correct and not politically correct. Some of you can be more bold for your political party than you are for the Lord. A boldness that will not cave or conform or compromise to the agendas that are being pushed in our nation at times. A boldness that will seek the lost at any cost. A boldness to share Jesus with anybody from anywhere. A boldness to serve those that are suffering around us. A boldness to speak Jesus that he is the way, the truth, and the life. A boldness to speak Jesus that there's no other name under heaven for which you can be saved. A boldness to speak that one day and very soon Jesus is coming back and you better be ready, ready. You better get ready, ready, ready. A boldness to declare that. A boldness to be able to walk up to somebody that is in a conviction and declare of them that through Jesus Christ, that he can break every chain off of their life and he can set them free. A boldness that can walk up to a husband and a wife and say that through Jesus Christ, I can speak over your life and he can put your marriage back together. A boldness to be able to walk into an impossible situation and declare, because we believe in Jesus, we know he can turn it around. Boldness opens the door to be able to share Jesus. Amen. Bold. Holy Spirit boldness. Holy Spirit boldness will open the door for you to be able to speak Jesus and share Jesus to the people around you. You think about those early disciples. Every time they had a chance, when they were questioned, when they were threatened, they always replied, it was done in the name of Jesus. Jesus of Nazareth did this. Jesus did this. Their boldness opened the door for them to point people to Jesus. There's no church that can save you. There's no pastor that can save you. Jesus is the only one that can save you. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Man, it is hot in here. The second thing I want to tell you here is that the Holy Spirit boldness opens the door not only to share Jesus, but the boldness opens the door to signs and wonders. Holy Spirit boldness opens the door to signs and wonders. Verse 30 says, when they prayed, listen to their prayer again. God, he said, Lord, stretch out your hand to heal and perform miraculous signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant Jesus. There you go, right there. They're getting to the signs and wonders, and who's going to do it? Jesus. The boldness of the Holy Spirit that he produces in you will be a boldness that will open the doors to signs and wonders, the supernatural power of God. Think about what I'm saying, church. We're not coming to church to play church. You know, we were little, we used to play, you play house, you play doctor, now people play in church. We're not playing church. When we come, we're believing that when we come, the Holy Spirit is going to open the door for signs and wonders, and people are going to be healed, people are going to be delivered, people are going to be saved. Come on, we believe that. Amen. The boldness, the Holy Spirit produces boldness that will open the door to the saving power of God. That's why we can look back over last Sunday and we can see how God is saving people and redeeming them and forgiving them of their sins. And the Holy Spirit produces boldness that will transform. It's a transforming power of God. You're talking about signs and wonders and the power of God. I could go all the way around this room and people could testify. Just about 2 weeks ago, a young man stood up over here and talked to me. And he said, man, 14 months I've been clean from drugs and clean from alcohol. And I'm serving the Lord. I'm like, praise God. Praise God. It's a transforming power. It's signs and wonders. The Holy Spirit produces that. And he also produces miracle working power. The Holy Spirit produces boldness that will open the doors for miracle working power. Think about the boldness of Peter and John there, and when they go up to that lame man and silver or gold, I don't have you, but what I have you, I give you in the name of Jesus. Rise up and walk. And there's a miraculous power there of healing in this lame man. And he gets up and he starts praising God. And the Bible says that all the people are astonished and they all begin to praise God. Man, we can have a Holy Spirit boldness that will open the door to signs and wonders. This past Wednesday night, I don't know if they're in this service. They may be coming to the second service. But Wednesday night, we had a young boy in our church who's been having a lot of issues with his heart. And they've been running things, tests on him, trying to figure out what's going on with his heart. His name's Mason Hardison. And Mason was here Wednesday night. We had been praying for him, and he was going into a procedure on Thursday at Rex Hospital, a major procedure to go in, and I can't explain it, to run wires down, touching the heart, and doing different things to try to make it respond in different ways. And And we prayed. His family came here around the altar Wednesday night, and we boldly prayed. We boldly prayed in the name of Jesus, Lord. You touched Mason. You helped Mason. You healed Mason. We stood on the word of God praying. And then Thursday, he goes up to Rex, and then he has all the works done, the testing done, the procedure done on him. And then later on in the afternoon, his mom sends me a message, and they're just rejoicing in the Lord. And here's what part of her message said. She said, they ran all these tests, and it all comes down right now. And the doctor says they're baffled. They're baffled because, hey, come on, praise the Lord. Hey. They're baffled at how things are working with his heart, and they're going to just kind of try to figure out what's going on, but they can't because they're baffled. And just a few weeks ago, we had another testimony. It was almost the same words that the doctors couldn't explain it. Hey, they might be baffled and they can't explain it, but we give all the glory to God. Amen. He's our helper. He's our healer. Our boldness, our bold prayers, our bold faith that opens the door to signs and wonders. And I'm believing God to continue to do that. The gifts of healing, the gift of miracles and power. And one of the signs and wonders will be this right here, that every follower of Christ will have Holy Spirit boldness. As they prayed, they were filled with great boldness. And one of the signs of the power of God, one of the signs and wonders of the power of God will be the follower of Christ, full of the Holy Spirit boldness. And you can be bold in your life. Listen to me. Please hear me. You can be bold for the Lord because you know the Holy Spirit is your helper. Think about that. You can be bold for the Lord because the Holy Spirit is your helper. You can be bold knowing the Holy Spirit is going to place people in your path. He's going to put people in your heart that need Jesus. When the Holy Spirit does that, you know you can have boldness because it's the Lord leading you. You can be bold knowing the Holy Spirit will open doors for you, doors to witness, doors to speak Jesus, doors to signs and wonders and miracles and healings. Holy Spirit, fill this church with boldness. We need Holy Spirit boldness for the sake of this church. Hello, would you do me a favor, please? Listen, no more playing church. You're serious about being open and yielded and controlled by the Holy Spirit. You want to be filled and you want to live a Spirit-filled life. Would you do me a favor, please? I'm asking you as your pastor, would you please just begin in your prayer time, pray that everybody in this church, no matter your background, that they will be filled with the Holy Spirit. Would you make that your prayer? Would you pray that? And if you have not received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, maybe you need to pray and fast. Maybe you need to take time and pray and fast. But listen, I'm asking you, write it down in your Bible. On Mondays or whatever day you pray specific things, today I'm praying that every brother and sister at Mount Olive First PA Church, Lord, pour out your Holy Spirit upon them and fill them and produce boldness in their life. Please pray that. Some of you are looking at me like a deer in headlights right now. Listen, I want you to hear this because I think this needs to be said. You know, when I think about this church right here and the people that come here, the majority of the people that come here do not have a Pentecostal holiness background. There are a few here. So if you don't have a Pentecostal holiness background, you're not in the minority, you're in the majority. And so we're all in this thing. When I came to church, I didn't have a Pentecostal holiness background. But listen, it's not about a denominational thing. It's about what God wants for your life. He wants you to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And so listen, no more excuses about your background or about your age or what you think or this. It's about what God's word says. And I'm willing to receive God's word for the sake of this church. Hey, we need the Holy Spirit boldness for the sake of our families. I need boldness to be able to pray over my family, to cover my family, to lead my family. I want a Holy Spirit boldness. Devil, you're going to get up out of here right now. I'm telling you right now, they belong to you. You don't have no right to be here. You're not going to have my boys. You're not going to have my wife. I'm covering them. I'm going to stand with boldness, and I'm going to speak Jesus right now. Hallelujah. Come on. You got to have a boldness for your family. We need a boldness for this community. There's people all around us right now that are lost and They're in desperate situations, hopeless situations. They need the Lord. God, Lord, please give us boldness for the sake of our community. I think about, man, we are at one of the greatest places, an incredible door that God has opened for us. With everything going on in the world right now, everything going on around us in our communities, but it's going to take the church who has received the fullness of the Holy Spirit, boldness to witness and to win people to Jesus Christ so we can be, look, to be salt, to be light. I mean, come on, don't you want a boldness to shine for Jesus? A boldness to shine for Jesus. Holy Spirit boldness so we can stand up and speak even when opposition and threats come. And friend, I know, hey, it looks pretty good right now, but I'm telling you, according to the word, you better get ready for the opposition. It's not time for the church to fold. It's time for the church to be bold. Bold. Not fold in fear, but be bold in the Holy Spirit. This world needs to know that Jesus loves them. He will forgive them of their sins. And he's called every one of us in this place to be that messenger. Amen. Preacher, it's your job. Yeah, it is my job, but it's yours too. It's yours too. And if some of you work for me, I'd fire you right now. Lord, help me. We need to pray. Pastor Kevin, if you guys would come. Holy Spirit, fill us with boldness. With boldness. Would you do me a favor here in these next few moments? Would you just ask? Ask. The Bible says you have not because you ask not. Ask the Holy Spirit boldness to walk out God's purpose for your life. I need Holy Spirit boldness to walk out God's purpose for my life. Well, why do I need Holy Spirit boldness? I'm not a preacher, I'm not a pastor. Listen, God has placed you somewhere in this community. Family, places. It's not a job, I would say. I love the way one guy described it. He said, it's not a job, it's an assignment. God has you there for a reason, and you need Holy Spirit boldness in your life on that assignment that you're on. And would you ask the Holy Spirit boldness to be the man and or the woman of God that he's called you to be? You have been called. The Holy Spirit calls us. I talked about that a little bit Wednesday night. He calls us, but he also equips us, and he wants to equip you with boldness so you can be the man of God, the woman of God that he's called you to be, and that you can walk out his purpose that he has for your life. Hello? No more allowing the devil to dominate you with fear. I'm not going to walk around defeated and dominated by what the devil's trying to tempt me to believe. I'm not going to walk in fear. I'm going to have a Holy Spirit boldness. I'm done with all the excuses because I know that I have available to me the helper, the comforter, the counselor, the Holy Spirit producing boldness in me, And you and I, we need to be open to the work of the Holy Spirit. We need his presence. We need his power if we're going to walk a Spirit-filled life. I close with this last statement. Charles Spurgeon said these words here. How gloriously a man speaks when his lips are blistered with the fire from the altar, feeling the burning power of the truth, not only in his inmost soul, but on the very lips with which he is speaking. Brethren, we need the Spirit of God to open our mouths that we may show forth the praises of the Lord, or else we shall not speak with power. We need Holy Spirit boldness. And my prayer is, Holy Spirit, give us boldness. Would you stand with me, please? One of the things I mentioned earlier that I hear people say all the time is, I wish I had more boldness. I wish I had more boldness for Christ. Boldness for my family, in the community, in my workplace. If you're here this morning right now and you have a desire and you need the Holy Spirit to produce boldness in you for the glory of God, I want you just to do me a favor and just step out from where you are and come to the altar quickly. Come. I need more boldness. I need more boldness. I need more boldness. We're going to make this an altar call right here. This is the altar call. I need more boldness. Holy Spirit, produce boldness in me. If that's your heart, if that's your desire, just come and... And I know some of you can't come, but I want you just to turn that chair right there into an altar. I want more boldness. I want more boldness. Holy Spirit, give me boldness with my family. Give me boldness in this community, God. Give me boldness. Holy Spirit, boldness to be able to speak to my friends and my family. Boldness at work and boldness at school. Boldness in my job and my workplace. Feel me. Give me boldness, Holy Spirit. Right there where you are, can you just begin to pray? Make it a me prayer. Make it a prayer just for yourself. And just say, Holy Spirit, produce boldness in me. Feel me. I yield myself to you. I surrender all to you right now in this place. And I open my heart. And I'm willing to be filled with the baptism with the Holy Spirit right now, and I'm trusting you to produce boldness in my life. Father, I declare it over everyone gathered around this altar right now that in the name of Jesus, everybody in this church, at Mount Olive First PH Church, God, I pray right now, Lord, that you would give them Holy Spirit boldness. Feel them. Feel us. Feel this church. Feel my brother. Feel my sister. Fill us with your Holy Spirit and produce boldness in us, Lord. Bold love, bold prayers, bold faith, bold obedience. God, help us, Lord. We receive it right now. We receive it right now. Come on, just pray. And ask the Holy Spirit to fill you. Yes, God. I receive right now. I receive you, Holy Spirit. Receive you, Holy Spirit. I receive you, Holy Spirit. I'm asking right now, God, for boldness in my life, in my family, God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Bold faith.